Well, the thundering has slightly subsided, but we still got all the remnants, too, of this morning rain. 92.1 Hank FM here with KB and Marley. 7:40 on the way. The Wheel of Voices to send you out there to the track for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. That is coming, but we made it halfway through the week before we had to do an edition of... Yeah.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Yes. Nice things.
So, of course, we have to start with coronavirus is one of the reasons we can't have nice things.
Right.
Let's go. This is one way to handle a situation, though, and a little bit of fear. A Lithuanian man was worried about catching the coronavirus from his wife. So he didn't sit her down and have a talk to her or, you know, maybe go get her a mask or some Purell. No. He locked his wife in the bathroom because he feared she had it. He took the extreme measure after finding that his wife had met a Chinese woman who had traveled to Italy. So, okay, I mean, that's all the points.
He's a bit of a germaphobe.
Apparently so. Yeah. He was consulting on the phone with doctors on how to keep the coronavirus at bay by forcing her into quarantine. His wife then managed to call the cops from the bathroom and ask for help. She was tested for the virus and found to be clear and has not pressed charges against her husband.
Coronavirus.
I know, right? She passed the time. She just sang that song to herself. I tell you what, Oklahoma man is one of the reasons we can't have nice things. Oklahoma man was arrested earlier this week, actually on Monday night, after breaking into a home and stealing Little Debbie snacks from their cupboard. Yeah, the man got in through a window, which caused the residents to, they were there, to lock themselves in the bathroom and call the police. Well, the man realized they were there. Uh-huh. He freaked out, too.
Yeah.
Started to flee, but he stopped, grabbed all of the Little Debbies that he could find, and then ran out. Police found him a short time down the road later, eating the Little Debbies. What is wrong with America? How about this? Florida woman, well, duh.
Well, they're Little Debbies.
This is why we can't have nice things in Florida. Also in a home, this Florida woman was busted for operating. Last week it was operating illegal dentistry out of your house.
Right.
Well, this was operating illegal piercing parlor in her own home.
Oh, that's sanitary.
Yeah, yeah. A woman had found this person on Facebook, went to her home to get pierced, but she ended up not going so well. All right? Got infected.
Imagine that.
Who is doing a search for... I mean,
do you really
need to save the money? Illegal.
Yeah, if you don't have the money to go to the proper place, then you can't afford it.
Golly,
you don't go to the
here's
back,
your sign,
back lot,
lady. All right, at that point, you kind of get what you're coming.
Right. Yeah,
and
hepatitis.
Then finally, Pennsylvania man is a big reason why we can't have nice things and why he can no longer have 911 privileges. Yes.
Oh, that's bad if you get banned from 911.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, he was arrested after calling 911 more than 200 times, telling dispatchers along the way that the following were threatening and actively coming after him: the Ku Klux Klan, Hillary Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton said he wanted to talk to a good cop about how to solve these issues of these people that were threatening him, most notably the Clinton family. They showed up at his house. He wasn't there. He was riding his bicycle nearby, so apparently wasn't too freaked out. He got angry, though, with the police and then bit one of them in the arm. That didn't work really well. Yeah, so, yeah, but he was worried about threatening calls from the Clinton family, which is a little...
Chelsea.
Now, that's not that's not too far-fetched.
okay, all right. Hi, Bill.
We can't have nice things, can we?
No, we can't. That's why.
Good morning, fans and family. It's KB and Marley.
If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
92.1 Hank FM.